What a joy it is to see all these young children bringing or coming to church, number one, and then collecting coins for missions during our service. As we turn to our joys and concerns, we have a couple that have been handed to me this morning. Debbie and Bill Stout request that we pray for Debbie's dad, Jordan. He has Alzheimer's really bad, and they're going to be moving him to an assisted living facility today, and they just ask for prayers for him and prayers for safe travel as they do this as a need for him. Also, Dorothy Mizell, Dennis's mother, fell and broke her hip on Thursday. She had surgery on Friday and is in Bothell Hospital, so we need to keep Dorothy in our prayers. Also, just I guess we'd consider this a joy. Homer mentioned to me before the service that there's zucchini and tomatoes out in the narthex out there. If anybody would like some as they leave, just be joyful that Homer brought those in to us this morning. And at this time, let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we just come to you so thankful this morning for all you do for us. We just thank you for the life that you give us, the resources that you give us to fill our needs the way you do. Lord God, we just pray for all of those that are sick in any way, afflicted in any way, that you would reach down and touch them with your loving hand. And Lord, those who are traveling today who are not with us, we just ask that you be with them, be with each and every one of them, and just offer up their blessings. And Lord, we pray for those that are listed on the back of our bulletin, that you will be with each of those and touch them, and especially with our servicemen that are serving overseas, Lord. And just ask that you help us to remember each of these people daily in our own prayer life. And Lord, we just pray for this service now as we go forward and this week to come. May we truly enjoy the rest of your blessings. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jay. If you would turn with me to the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles. Now, if you're not familiar with the Bible, where is Acts? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament is like the back third of your Bible, and it begins with the Gospel of Matthew, and then Mark, Luke, John, and then the next book is the book of Acts. We'll be reading from chapter 2, verses 43 through 47. So Acts chapter 2, verses 43 through 47. While you're finding that, I want to lift up with you. Last week I lifted this up, but I didn't have the book. This is the book the staff is going to be reading. It's called It, How Churches and Leaders Can Get It and Keep It. And by Craig Rochelle, a wonderful speaker, former United Methodist pastor that I listen to every year in Atlanta. And anyway, if you want to stay abreast of what the staff is reading, make sure you stop by the office. I believe it's $15. I'm not sure. Sarah would have all that information for you if you're interested in reading it. All right, now that everybody's found this Acts chapter 2, let us stand and close our Bible on our finger. Let's raise our Bibles high above our heads and say our Bible pledge this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 43.